Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Don't we all love musicals and the song and dance routine? Musicals have a totally different meaning in the West and in India. All our movies here inevitably end up being musicals in some form or the other. It's only new independent filmmakers who really run out of budget that take the risk of releasing a movie without relying on some music to save the day. But once in a while, we get some movies whose soundtracks are so epic, we'll watch the movie just so we can see what these songs are set to. Songs have a way of getting us to buy those movie tickets. On this podcast, let's take a look at some soundtracks who are popular even if they're considered independent of the movies they were made for. One of the most amazing soundtracks of all time in Bollywood, Amit Trivedi's brilliant mind put these tracks together for Bombay Velvet. Now, Anurag Kashyap made this movie. He cast Ranbir Kapoor, Anushka Sharma, Karan Johar, KK Menon. Excellent cast. And it was based on a book called Mumbai Fables by historian Gyan Prakash. Usually in India, movies take after their music. If the album does really well, people go watch the movie in theatres. See what happened because of Sheila Ki Jawani? It took at least an entire week for people to realise that the movie was not as hot as Katrina Kaif. Unfortunately, this didn't come true in the case of Bombay Velvet. The soundtrack is so amazing. It reflects the sound of jazz in Bombay in the 1960s. Oh, why don't we have music like that anymore? Neeti Mohan has sung most of the songs on the album, and it also features Amit Trivedi himself, Mohit Chauhan, Papon, Shefali Alvarez, and Shalmali Kholgare. So Amit Trivedi started working on this right after Devdi, and this required a lot of work. He's collaborated with musicians from across the world to get the perfect sounded mix. It's such a pity the soundtrack depended on the performance of the movie, which critics called a disaster. But go check out the album for some soul-stirring tracks. You'll find at least one that you'll keep listening to on loop. Again, this one's a collaboration between Amit Trivedi and Anurag Kashyap. I hope they work on more movies together because every time they do, some amazing music comes out. Devdi is sort of a modern take on the romantic yet sad love saga of Devdas. So the music also reflects that. The soundtrack has 18 songs. Yeah, 18. We're so used to the usual 6 in each movie. And each one of these songs, every single part of it, tells you a new story. This features a whole range of lyricists and singers because each song has a different style. One's a folk number, one's raw, one's about love, one's hard rock. But the masterpiece really was Emotional Atyachar. I mean, we'd never heard something like that in Bollywood. For the longest time, people were trying to find out who bandmaster Rangeela and Rasila were. They were the guys credited for the song. And 9 years after the song came out, people discovered that it was actually Amit Trivedi and Amitabh Bhattacharya themselves who'd sung it. Forget the movie, that was actually really good anyway, but the soundtrack of Devdi became a huge hit even independent of the movie. Kochalayan is a Rajinikanth movie, so you can expect they'll do all the right things to make it a hit. This time, it didn't rest only on Rajini's shoulders to get people to the theatres though. This was India's first photorealistic motion capture film. Seemed like they didn't have enough of a budget to go all the way, you know, because we're used to better VFX than that. But thank God they didn't have any budget cuts for the music. A.R. Rahman got on the job after he initially refused. It is quite a big challenge, but lyric genius Vairamuthu was a good companion to work with, I'm sure. Together, they apparently shortlisted lyrics from hundreds of verses to make sure the songs didn't sound too outdated, although this was a periodic drama. They worked with orchestras from across the world and managed to create a really unique sound that was both Indian with Western orchestra elements and both fresh as well as taking you back in time. That cannot have been easy, but he's Rahman, he pulled it off. Solo was a movie that released in both Tamil and Malayalam featuring Dulquer Salman. It's very unique and experimental and tells the story of four different people. Four stories with four protagonists, all played by Dulquer Salman. What really sets this movie apart is the soundtrack because it has 22 tracks. Yeah, unbelievable. And they merge beautifully within the film because otherwise, you know, 22 tracks can kind of become a movie themselves. And it features music by some amazing independent artists and some really well-known bands from across India. These include Agam, Thaikkudam Bridge, Filter Coffee, Brother Wee and Masala Coffee. Together, they made a soundtrack that lasts about an hour and each track has its own unique elements of fun and experimentation. Check it out. It's not entirely in Malayalam. There's also Tamil, Hindi and English. So you're sure to find something you'll love. My favorite one is the one named after the Japanese film. The track is called Rashomon. Guardians of the Galaxy told you what to expect. The first movie starts off with Chris Pratt being kidnapped from Earth with a cassette tape. And he has Awesome Mix Volume 1. The tracks that the makers of the movie very nicely picked and put together for us so we could enjoy the movie first and then find the soundtrack to enjoy multiple times later. It features some of the most epic songs we've all grown up to. So Chris Pratt's character has to find a way to stay connected to the Earth. And he does that with music from the 60s and the 70s. There are so many cultural references featuring the music of artists like Marvin Gaye, and David Bowie and the Jackson 5. Awesome Mix Volume 1 became the first ever soundtrack to top the charts, with all the tracks being previously released ones. Then when the sequel came out, they had another treat in store for us. This time the soundtrack included Fleetwood Mac, Cheap Trick and George Harrison. They found the perfect songs for each scenario in the film. Forget the galaxy, let's start small. I think we need guardians for our soundtracks. Have you seen the number of remixes lately? Baby Driver had some really good reviews for its story and acting and everything, but the soundtrack stole the spotlight. Ansel Elgort plays the role of a boy who has tinnitus but constantly listens to music as a form of therapy, and how he decides to change his fate. The soundtrack features a whole range of artists, right from jazz legend Dave Brubeck to the experimental Queen. And because music was so integral to the storyline, the film's director Edgar Wright consulted with James Gunn, the man who made both volumes of Guardians of the Galaxy, to make sure they didn't pick the same songs for both their movies. The name of the movie itself, Baby Driver, comes from an actual song by Simon and Garfunkel, so they kind of lived up to the expectations they set. Oh my god, we do love musicals here in India. But one of the best song and dance movies to ever come out of Hollywood would have to be Saturday Night Fever. It stars John Travolta as Tony Manero, who spends his weekends dancing and shows what life is like for regular people. A day job that you might not necessarily like, but nothing a little dancing can't cure. They curated a whole new track list, fought with some labels, brought in new artists, and made the movie what it is. Funnily enough, the songs by the Bee Gees are some of the most popular ones from this movie, but the band wasn't even involved till post-production. They said they didn't have any time to write for this movie because they were working on other stuff, but somehow they managed to put stuff together in one weekend and give us hits like Staying Alive. The movie released in 1977, but it still remains the second best-selling soundtrack of all time. Into the Wild was a unique movie in many ways. It's a biographical survival film and takes you on a journey experienced by a young man trying to find himself and the world. Now, Pearl Jam is what you'd associate with alternative and grunge rock, but director Sean Penn picked lead singer of Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder, to write the music. It's mostly raw folk sounds with elements of rock here and there. Vedder says he still doesn't think too much about the process, that he had as much freedom as he wanted to, and he'd keep writing new material, and that he was just in some sort of portal, some sort of zone that he went into. And in a week or two, he'd finished writing all the songs for the movie. That's just the kind of musical genius he is. And thinking back, I can't imagine anyone else's voice being as perfect for this movie as Eddie Vedder's. It's always an added bonus when a great movie has great music, but sometimes when soundtracks just outshine the movies that they're made for, you kind of thank the producers for just releasing the budgets and trusting the right people to make music. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.